Fort Meigs is the largest wooden fort ever built in North America. And it's easy to see why they built it here. Marching up this 40-foot bluff from the Maumee River seems like suicide for an enemy army, especially if the ground is wet like it is today. That's probably what the fort's builder, Eleazar Wood, saw as well. And it's a good thing he did. Rick Finch, director of Fort Meigs.
When we declare war on Great Britain in June of 1812, things go terribly wrong. And it's just a series of defeat after defeat after defeat. By August of 1812, we have lost Forts Detroit, Fort Mackinac, and Fort Dearborn, which is now Chicago, Illinois.
To make matters worse, the British wiped out part of General William Henry Harrison's army at the River Raisin in Michigan. The Americans desperately needed a victory, so Harrison assembled his troops at the Maumee Rapids. Larry Nelson is adjunct professor of history at Heidelberg University.
On February 1st, Harrison begins to build Fort Meigs, a large and imposing facility that is intended as a supply depot in which he can accumulate the men and supplies necessary for him to recoup his army and then carry the war to Canada.
Most of the construction was supervised by a Corps of Engineer captain by the name of Eleazar Wood, a bright young West Point graduate who becomes the chief engineer officer to Harrison's army.
Dr. David Curtis Skaggs is professor of history emeritus from Bowling Green State University.
They're building it in the winter, and the Indians are not going to attack in the winter because they're holed up in their villages, and the British are not going to attack in the winter.
These guys are doing this completely by hand in the wintertime. A fort that takes 3,000 logs just to make up the walls, it's completed in 3 months. The fort on the riverside has a 40-foot high bluff that comes up off of the river, and then around to the east, it had a ravine system as well. So it's a great natural defensive position.
The British attacked Fort Meigs twice, in May and July of 1813, but the U.S. garrison held. The American victories continued, and Harrison's troops went on to invade Canada and destroy the retreating British army. The Battle of the Thames on October 8, 1813, essentially ended the fighting in the Old Northwest. Eleazar Wood was an architect of the American success. He designed Fort Meigs, supervised improvements to Fort Stevenson in Fremont, Ohio, and then commanded the artillery at the Battle of the Thames in Canada. Later, Wood was reassigned to Fort Erie near Buffalo.
He is killed in the War of 1812. At a sortie that he leads out of Fort Erie.
When he's killed in 1814, he becomes the first West Point graduate to die in combat.
Perrysburg, Ohio is located in Wood County, named in his honor. There was also a star-shaped fortification in New York Harbor that was named Fort Wood as well. We know that better as the base for the Statue of Liberty. From Fort Meigs in Perrysburg, Ohio, I'm Greg Tye.